Proverbs 1, 30 and 31 says, "They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices." Now, you notice there's nothing about fire and brimstone coming down out of heaven here. And that's why it's just simply illegitimate to try to make Proverbs 1 about Sodom and say it's just about Sodom. Some do this and they pretend there's no application to anyone outside of Sodom and Gomorrah or to other Sodomite type cultures like our own here in 21st century America. But not only that, but non-Sodomites can follow this same path and simply eat of the fruit of their own way. Look again at what happens in Romans 1. In our previous devotional, we were discussing the correlation between the two passages. And in Romans 1:28, it says, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." That's the fruit of their own way. Not fire and brimstone from heaven. To do those things which are not convenient. And as you read the rest of Romans 1, it lists more than 20 wicked things about these people that we're talking about here. After having said that God gave them up, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Then you read in Romans 1, 29 through 31, "Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful." I mean, we could spend an hour talking about each one of those things and how we see that in today's culture and how we see that in the individuals we know who have either gone into the Sodomite lifestyle or in any way turned away totally from God. And those people almost always become very pro-LGBT, as it's called. And Romans 1 ends describing both groups of people, those given over to the Sodomite lifestyle and those who are what we call today allies. Romans 1:32 says, "Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." I've been amazed over the years as I've seen people as they walk away from God. I have members of my family that I watched from the 1980s into the present who used to say they were against homosexuality. And in the 80s would have never gone along with gay marriage. And I've watched them walk this path to the point where they're not Sodomites, but they are completely in support of and engaged in that what they call activist mindset of the LGBT community. They used to always call it an alternate lifestyle, but this whole liberal progressive culture is a death style. It is rooted in hating God and hating God's word. And it's a warning to you. You, professing Christian, will die spiritually and die physically of the fruit of your own way if you follow this deadly path. If you're a true Christian, you can still destroy your life. You can still make shipwreck and become a castaway. And that's the warning to saved people. And it's also an explanation for what we're seeing in the unsaved world.